Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundry. My goal in this particular presentation here is to show magic tea theory much in the way that I did to Marty Schwartz during the 1990s when he was a very active champion trader. But I have added additional concepts in the decade that's passed since then. And so it's become somewhat of a complex subject. And in order to simplify everything, I have, as I've laid out here, broken the basic concepts or the key concepts down into a number of segments, and we will discuss those in order. You will find that that's the better way to get together, because eventually what you're going to do is you're going to wonder about what's going on for the market forecast at a particular time. And you have to reach back into the particular concept that's listed here, and pick, you know, there's a whole bunch of things there, and they all have to be satisfied because they're all time symmetries. They're assumed to all operation, and you it's a pretty tricky business to be able to get all that stuff all brought together and come up with what the final forecast is going to be for, say, the next month or two of the stock market. But it is a starting point, and you do really have to have a good grasp of the various topics. So let's take a look at the topics. The first one will be the simple advanced decline T, what they call advanced decline T time symmetries in the list from 1996 to 1998. We call time symmetries that, and we abbreviate that as ADTs. It's simply the advanced decline line is used to measure a period of time, which we call cash buildup, which is basically a declining tops pattern. And then the claim is made that the when that trend is broken, that the market can only rally for the same amount of time that you did the cash buildup phase. It's remarkable that it's always been true. It's been true since 1989, and it's true even today. People sometimes erroneously think that means the market goes up half the time. Only half the time. And in the 90s, people would say, well, it's not possible because the market seems to be going up two-thirds of the time, three-quarters of the time. Well, since since the year 2000, people have been finding out that the market, they're lucky if the market goes up half the time. So we explain how the rules that lead to those time symmetries will allow them to adapt to going up only half the time in difficult periods, and up going up two-thirds of the time. It's because the T's can overlap. And that's the first thing you sort of have to get straight in your mind. But I would say that if you had to pick one form of T's to go with it, the advanced decline T's are the best ones. Excuse me. Long-range oscillator time symmetries, 1800 to 2000, is a different doing T theory. It's very long-term. It allows forecasting of 10 to 20 year trends. It makes use of very long term oscillators. I don't think anybody else has ever done any of this work. The basic reason for knowing about it is it tells you where the good times and the bad times are so that you can adapt your strategy. When Marty Schwartz was trading in the 90s, they was in the right side of the bullish phase of a T that ran from 82 up to early 98. And if you look at all the people that made money, it was all in that time period, because those were the golden years for the stock market. Beyond that period, you'll find out that nobody wants to show themselves as being a real champion, because it was such a difficult time period. It was more of a matter of survival than just gloating over the opportunities that you had. And these T's tell you, you know, whether you're in one of those bad periods or you're in one of those good periods. It's to know that to save yourself getting involved in some difficulties. The short-range time symmetries, I use an example from 1996 and current examples. This is the main focus of my short-term work. It's very complicated. It's used by professional traders, and it's intellectually challenging. But I'll give you some examples just so you can see how we're doing coming out of the early March of 2009 bottom, and they're very similar to the long-range T's, except that the equations are basically very short term in the moving averages versus very long term in the moving averages, and there was a few other differences you have to take into account as well. Then we go to the longer term advanced decline T's from major lows. That's 1932 and the whole period from 2000 to 2009. That basically shows you why T theory is capable to cope with periods like the Great and the post 2000 period, which is sort of like going into another depression. And how you can escape the major tops that come in successfully have forecast the 2007, it was supposed to be September 2007 peak. And it says that coming out of this present low, we're going up to late August of 2010. And I just wanted to show you those because, you know, when I talk about going up to 2010, I don't want to have the basis for that, where that forecast came from. The other topics that we have down here, the super cycles. In the 200-year history, I discovered a 40-year cycle. It's very important to understand that because what happens is you tend to have 20 years of good times, which would be like 1980 to 2000. You have 20 years of bad times, which would be likely to be from 2000 to 2020. And it's amazing through history, and nobody else has been able to discover that. But you know, you're going to know where you are in the cycle to know what your operation is going to be, what tolerances are likely to be set at, and so forth. The next topic is T theory adaptive channels. That's the Keltner bands, which I did an original using energy conservation principles. That will be interesting. I did the fidelity capital and income T's, which is basically an investment type of T. You might find that to be interesting. And then I did about T-theory observations, which is my site on the map page. If you look at the upper right, you'll see there's a link to it. That's heavy stuff, and you don't want to get involved into that and that until you get a little more into the these studies, because we jump around a lot. But I'm sure you'll find it very interesting. And then the final topics here deal with how you can post questions and receive my responses. More than happy to answer any of your questions to the best of my ability. They just have to be non-frivolous, and I will, within 3 or 4 days, I will send a message back.
It's 1:30.
I also keep those queries in mind, and I then post another, which is the final thing here about your questions and my responses. I take the good questions, and I respond to them in a way which I try to respond to the person who asked the question, but only by their first name. We never use the email addresses. And then I like to do the audio files a lot, because I can go on and on. Pick charts. Hopefully I can get charts in there. I can do the audio files. So it's a fairly extensive it's a fairly extensive response geared towards trying to cover questions that are either very important or on a lot of people's mind. And I think that you'll find that the participation in the question, sending in the questions will help that degree. I found from my experience at my other site that it's very good to always get this feedback here, because then you start thinking about things that you hadn't thought about before. Okay, it's a quick review in here, and we're going to go now. The next stage is to take on the next simplest idea of the time symmetry of T-theory, and that's the simple advanced decline T-symmetries from 1966 to 1998. Thank you.